dictation for Edith, E-D-I-T-H, Hum, H-U-M-M, January 22nd, 50. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation Mrs. Hum for abnormal kidney function. She has documented elevated creatinine through the years. They're fluctuating between 1.1 and 1.2. She denies any symptoms. She's a tall, large, obese person, uses IPA machine for the last 4 years, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, no gross claudications of the scalar of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. She does follow also with cardiology. Next paragraph, her past medical history for obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hypothyroidism, remote history of kidney stone, passed spontaneously, unknown type, denies diabetes. She's been taking anti-inflammatory agents because of osteoarthritis. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS, stroke, seizures. Denies liver disease. Apparently prior cardiac cath negative. Episode of syncope with negative workup. Last urinary tract infection, May of this year, with antibiotics. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, umbilical hernia, cataract surgery, right-sided inguinal hernia, colonoscopy is benign. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, Bumex, Toprol, Thyroid, Losartan, Lipitor, Meloxicam, a number of supplements, aspirin, Flonase, Fluticasone, topical treatment for her eyes. Next paragraph, briefly smoked at college for 9 months, no alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. For children, coronary artery disease, valve abnormalities. One of the son died very young at 38 years old from a massive heart attack. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 205, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure 150, 80 on the right, 146, 80 on the left. Standing blood pressure on the right, 170, 90, 172, 90. Alert to the intestine 4, no respiratory distress, normal eyes, mucosal, speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites masses tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from October, creatinine 1.15 for a GFR of 50, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium, thyroid, acceptable lipid profile, minimal anemia 13.3, creatinine already between 1.1 and 1.3 within the last few years. The last urine available appears to be at the time of infection from May. There was 1 plus of protein, 2 plus of blood. At that time, there was infection with E. coli. Next paragraph, way back in 2019, right kidney was reported small, 8.9, left-sided normal at 11 without obstruction, stone, or masses. There was fatty liver. There was a CT scan angiogram of the coronary arteries in January of this year. Reported coronary artery disease, moderate to severe, LAD, right coronary artery. High level of coronary artery calcium score. Next paragraph, cardiac cath in January. Moderate disease on LAD. The vessel was very tortuous, T-O-R-T-U-O-U-S. No procedures were done. Only risk factor modification. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stable over time, stage 3, not symptomatic. Asymmetry of the right kidney comparing to the left. Given the presence of documented atherosclerosis, renal artery stenosis is high in the differential diagnosis. An ultrasound will be repeated on the next few weeks. Notice the hypertension, variable numbers. She needs to stop meloxicam and all anti-inflammatory agents. We could maximize losartan to 100 milligrams. Continue beta blockers for coronary artery disease. Presently on Bumex. A better blood pressure control will be HCTC or chlorthalidone, presently no major edema. Continue cholesterol management, aspirin. Monitor blood pressure at home. Update urine analysis to assess for blood protein in the urine. No electrolyte acid-base abnormalities. Phosphorus needs to be part of blood testing on a regular basis. There has been no anemia or EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient and family. Continue to follow.